The king salmon that return to the Nooshigak River are highly prized by subsistence, sport, and commercial fishermen. One of the users with a first-hand look at the run is Chris Carr in Portage Creek. His business supports the sport fishery on the river, and he says effort was down a bit this year.
I think what's happening now is, you know, we used to see people fishing starting even the 16th, as to where now they're the 21st, 22nd now is kind of the start date. And then by the 4th of July, the majority of the camps are heading home already.
Through Sunday, the king salmon escapement to the Nooshigak River was counted at over 107.8 thousand fish. That is well above the escapement goal of 95,000 kings. Jason Dye is the local area management biologist for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game's Division of Sport Fish. He labels this year's Nooshigak River King Run as a success story.
A lot of places in the state are not, you know, the King Runs are not achieving their goals. And the last 2 years here on the Nooshigak, we've exceeded the in-river goal. So, yeah, I would say it's been a success the last couple of years.
The idea that this year's King Run to the Nooshigak River should be considered a success story is shared by Chris Carr, who's a member of the local Fish and Game Advisory Committee for the Nooshigak River region.
You know, we've pretty much had a pretty good steady run of good-sized king this year, starting earlier June. We haven't seen that in a while. And I'd say we're pretty strong and healthy.
This year, sport fishermen on the Nooshigak River had to adjust to some regulatory changes approved last December by the Alaska Board of Fisheries. Carr says perhaps the most dramatic change was to make the Nooshigak River a single-hook river year-round, including during the king salmon fishery.
The word got out. You know, the sports fishermen were cooperative with it, I guess. You know, it was really no big deal. I think just for us local guys that have to have the single hook for the whole year, they're kind of a little upset about it. But for the majority of the sportsmen, for the kings, they're living with it.
Many of the sport fishing guides and the individual fishermen that target kings are accustomed to only fishing with a single hook. But Carr says many of the locals who live along the river had to adjust the way they fish for other species in the river.
As long as I've been here, you know, we've always used a triple hook pixie for pike. You know, when you were going up river, I'd always see the kids on the beach fishing silvers with their pixies, treble hooks, you know, and that was kind of like, you know, catch and cook. A guy would catch a fish and run up to his mom and give him a meal, but going single hook on all species, I didn't agree with.
The escapement of kings and other salmon species to the Nooshigak River is counted using a sonar array placed in the river near Portage Creek, and that counting project is expected to stay up and running through the middle of next month. Fish and Game's Jason Dye confirms that the passage of kings remained fairly steady nearly all season long, despite the intense commercial fishing pressure in the Nooshigak District targeting sockeye salmon.
It's tough to say exactly what caused that, but more than likely, it's something to do with the way the kings move through the district. They may have moved through different channels that they typically don't move through, or they may have moved a little deeper and gotten underneath the gear. So it's hard to say, but it's likely something along those lines. But yeah, you're right. We did see significant escapement during the commercial sockeye fishery.
This year's sockeye run to Bristol Bay, and specifically the Nooshigak District, was very early, perhaps as much as 8 days early. Dye says the King Run also showed up a little early.
You know, we saw our biggest passage days, I think, on June 21st and June 22nd, which is a few days earlier than the typical peak. But, you know, we did see, you know, it ramped up that week and continued with relatively strong daily escapements through the last week of June, which is what we would expect. So I'd say it was slightly early, and it did, you know, it tapered off a little bit earlier than it has the last couple of years. So I would say it was slightly early, but not as significant as the sockeye were.
The King Salmon Run to the Nooshigak River is the largest King Salmon Run in Bristol Bay and is one of the largest King Runs in the state of Alaska. The run was strong enough this year that no sport fishing or subsistence restrictions were needed to achieve the escapement goal. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.